Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We're on Daf Yud Tes. We are on the second line of Daf Yud Tes, Rabbi Akiva Omer. We will learn for the return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah, Gilad Michal ben Bat Galin, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura.
I heard this morning they said there's a big rally.
Okay. So yesterday we said that when there's a city nearby, the city that's in trouble, the city nearby fasts and doesn't blow shofar. We said, wouldn't it be nice if they could blow shofar and not have to fast? Because Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, Masrios, they blow shofar below Misanos, but they don't fast. Right? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Masrios below Misanos. What are they arguing about? The Ron says, very interesting. What they're arguing about is, how do you view the day? Is it like Rosh Hashanah, where you blow shofar but you're allowed to eat? Or is it like Yom Kippur, where you fast and there's no shofar? No shofar on Yom Kippur. You blow it to end, that's not an Indian of shofar. Which one is it? How do you view the day? Very interesting. Because right? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not the same. Yeah? Why would it be Rosh Hashanah?
Why would it be
Yom Kippur?
It's
a day of Inui. Because your davening is different. What you're asking for is different. The whole thing is different. They're both different days.
We don't fast because we're being judged that
day. Right.
I can judge it. It will be.
Right. It's interesting what the Ron says that. Right. Right. So how does that translate into practical? So it's interesting. The chayin ir sheyesh ba dever, if the city has a dever, a plague, or mapoles, some kind of other plague, osa ir misane, that city fasts, umas ras, and blow shofar. V'chol sevivo seha, but any surrounding city, misanos, blow shofar. Fasts. V'lo masriyos, doesn't blow shofar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the exact opposite. Masriyos, no, they blow shofar, v'lo masanos, they don't fast. Ezehu dever, what's a dever? What is the definition of a plague? Anything like this. Ir, any city, hamotziah chamesh meos ragle, has at least 500 people. V'yotzu mimenu gimel meisim, v'gimel yamim, zeh achar zeh. Three people die on three consecutive days, for no reason. Not for no reason. Not that someone got hit by a bus. Unfortunately, I'm not talking about things like that. Unexplained or because of a problem. Harei zed dever. That's considered a plague. Pachos mikan, ain't zed dever. Less than that, that's not considered dever. Al elu masriyin b'chol makom. Here we fast in any place. What does that mean? Al elu masriyin b'chol makom. Now we're going to give. Al ashidafon, on a blight. Ali Yirakon, it's some kind of sickness. Says Rashi, look at Rashi. Masriyim b'kol makom, last wide line. Im yiru ba'aspamya, if you see that in Spain, masriyim b'bavel. You fast in Bavel, it's very far away. Masriyim b'bavel, if you happened in Bavel, masriyim ba'aspamya. You fast in Spain. I mean, that's what Gemara said. B'kol makom. I live in Spain. That's going on in Iraq. I should fast because what's going on over there? Yes. Says Rashi. Rashi continues. Kedik Tani Taima. The Gemara gives the reason why you have to do this. Mipnei Bezefa. Mipnei Shihu Maka Mahaleches. Because it's a traveling Maka. Right? It's a traveling Maka. Im B'makom Echad Hi Masriyin Aleha. If in one place they're fasting, Kol HaShomin Kedei Shalo Tava Alehen. Everyone that hears it has to fast, so it shouldn't come my way. Right? So Rashi says, the what is this? The Achronim point out, every day in the world something's happening that would cause me to fast in my part of the world. That there'd be no day where you don't fast. Every day there's a rebellion, and every day that someone got sick, and every day that goes on in the world, especially in those days. So what does Rashi mean exactly? What does he mean exactly? You know? If it's contained, then you don't have to fast. What does he mean exactly? I don't know what he means. Because the criticism... What?
There's a bigger problem today.
Right, exactly. You fast every day of the year. Every day something's going on somewhere in the world. Now, is it realistic that a rebellion in some African country is going to affect America? They're going to come here? That's not realistic. By the time you're
listening.
I'm talking about religion. No, you're talking about a life. What? No, except anything. What? He's talking about a marker, some disease. A disease. A disease. Let's say a disease.
Is this
on
the state of Iraq and Syria?
Has
no chance ever going to come here and destroy buildings by foreign black men there?
What? It, of course it does. So if that's the case, it fasts every day of the year, no?
Or will Shofar get from
here? No. If it's something else, if it's this, it's Shofar, right?
Don't say that.
Now, what's all on the list? What's on the list? Shidafon. Shidafon is crops get ruined. So crops get ruined somewhere in Australia. It affects me. Al ha'yirakon. Is that some disease? Al ha'arabeh. Locust. Al ha'chzil. What kind of locust? Al ha'yara. Al cherev. Al cherev is a war. So if there's a war somewhere, it affects me. It could. So what is that Rashi meant? Is that Rashi meant? If that's the case, you fast every day of the year. Every day of the year, something's happening in the world that could affect you. One of these things on this list. Matzriin aleha. You have to fast. Why? Meishi makam halechet. It's a traveling makam. It's only a matter of time before it gets to you. So is that what it means? It's only a matter of time before it gets to you. Or it could affect me. Somebody could take an airplane and fly it into a building. That's very far-fetched. It only happened once in history. Yeah?
That
what? What? You can?
No, you
can't. You can't. So you hear what I'm saying? What is it? What is it? Yeah.
I think it's talking about isolation.
So what I thought it meant was it's one of these, you know, scientific, you know, one of these science fiction things where there's a plague, it breaks out, and the whole world gets. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that there's in some crazy little small country something happened over there. It's not going to affect me. It could lead. Yeah. It could happen. Right? It does happen. Somebody got shot and the whole world went to war. That did happen. However, does that happen every time? Every time someone gets shot, the whole world goes to war? No, it happened one time. Right? I don't know what Rashi mean by that. He must have meant the latter. He couldn't have meant that. What? No, it didn't. I don't think so. I don't think Rashi was only Jews. Right? Is it something in Spain? I fast in Babel. Something in Babel? I fast in Spain. So what did Rashi mean? What did the Gemara mean? What did the Mishnah mean? I don't think the Mishnah meant when someone got shot, let's fast, maybe there'll be another world war. People get shot every day. Not just shot. People get assassinated every day. So every time someone gets assassinated, we should fast? I don't know if he meant that. What? Right. Right. So having said that, can A lead to B? Yes. Anything can lead to B.
So an example is the kids in Israel get kidnapped, and you here in America, the United States can't be home. I'm still saying no.
Exactly. I agree with that.
But that's not because we're afraid it's going to come here. That's because when you shall array them, so we have to feel for.
No, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that because it's a makam halachas. Right. No, the Mishnah is a makam halachas. The Mishnah is makam halachas. It's a traveling makam. It's a makam halachas. So that the pashtus that means. What? So it's affecting us. Okay. I have a problem.
So it's just like
that's the answer. But I think the Mishnah is saying more than that. The Mishnah is saying if there's some something going on, not just by Jews, some tragedy is happening in the world and it could affect you, go fast. Right?
Listen, the Pope gets assassinated, we're not going to fast. Obama gets assassinated for a party.
You know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Three.
Right. Okay.
3 days.
Okay, let's go on. I just read the Rashi because I thought it was fascinating, Rashi. Fascinating. Maise, okay. Everyone calm down. Maise, Sheyardu, the Canaan, May Yerushalayim La'arehem. There was an incident where the leaders of Yerushalayim went back to their houses. The gods grew tainis, and they made a tainis. Listen to this. Al Shanire Kimale Pitano Shidafon Ba'ashkelon. They saw that in Ashkelon, the ovens had nothing in them. There was blight everywhere. Says Rashi, What's Ashkelon? Be'eretz Plishtim. What does Rashi mean by that? That it's not in Israel? What does he mean by that, Eretz Plishtim? What does he mean by that? It's Chutz Laretz. Right? Is it halachically Chutz Laretz? I don't go into that. What? It's not. What does he mean by that? He meant no Jews are living there right now. It's a Goyish area, and they had trouble, and you know what? It's not that far away. It's in the vicinity. It's sort of driving distance in the afternoon, right? We got a pass. So that proves on even Goyish. It's even, but because Bel is very close. That's very close, right? The old Gazru Tainus al Shachlus Avin Shine Tinokos, Aver Hayardain. Now, this incident that the wild animals came and unfortunately, right, they took some babies. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo al Shachlu, al Shaniru. They didn't even do anything, they just were seen. We saw them there. That's dangerous enough. Al Elu Masri and Beshabbos. On the following, we fast even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. That doesn't mean fast. Rashi says, Masri, Ba'anenu. What does Ba'anenu mean? We cry out. We say, Anenu. Does he mean fasting, actual not eating? Anyway, here they are. Al Eir Shekifu Nakrim, a city is surrounded. A city is under siege. O Nahar, or a river, or Asfina, or O Nahar, or there's a flood coming. Al Asfina, Hamitarefes Bayam, or a boat that is getting overturned in the sea. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lazara, we had this come already. Lazara, you can only cry out for help. Lo, Latzaka, but you can't cry out to Daven. Right? Rashi says again, because you don't know you're going to be answered. We didn't know what that meant then. Shimon Atimni Omer, Afal Adever, even on Adever you can fast on Shabbos. Velo Hodu Lachacham, the Chum didn't agree with that. Al Kol Tzara, Shalotava Al Atzibor, Masri and Alein, any Tzara you can fast for, Chutz Mirov Gishamim, except for an incident of Rov Gishamim. Rov Gisham is never bad. It's never bad. As a matter of fact, everybody knows what we're going to read now. Ma'aseh she'amrlo l'choni hamagel. There was once a story where they told Choni Hamagel, Hispalel she'yardu gishamim. Davin so that it should rain. Amar lahem, tzu'u v'hichnisu tanurei psachim b'shvil shlo yimokus. Everybody bring in your ovens that you use for the Karban Pesach. You leave them outside the whole year because it's, you know, in Israel you can do that. Bring them in because it's going to get really, really wet. They're going to rot away. That's how wet it's going to get. A little bit of a gaiva. Hispalel, he davened, v'lo yardu gishamim. Didn't rain. Ma'asa, what'd he do? Og ugo, he took a circle. Von besocha, and he stood inside it. V'om alafanach, v'bon ha'shalom. V'necha samu p'nei amalai. Everybody's looking at me. Shani ki ben bayis l'fanecha. I'm like a ben bayis by you. Nishbani b'shem chagadol, I swear by your name. She'eni zaz mikan, I'm not going to move from this circle. Ad she'terachim al v'necha. Until you have rachamim on your children. Where did Choni Hamal get the idea to do such a thing? That's such a funny thing, no? So the Gemara is going to say later in the week when we talk about the story again that he took the idea from Chabakuk. It doesn't say in Chabakuk that he drew a circle. Didn't sit. It says in Chabakuk that he stood. Now, of course, you always stand when you daven. The pasuk there says he stood, like it says, like double ush and stood. So the Mepharshim there say, what do you mean he stood? When you daven, you stand. You can sit also, but you don't move either. You don't move when you daven. You don't walk around when you daven. Nobody does that. You don't walk around. I mean, people do that. You don't walk around when you daven, right? You stay in one spot when you daven. So it must mean he said, I'm not leaving the spot. It's a far-fetched. What? Where did Choni Hamagel get the idea to do such a thing? Such an idea. I'm not going to. The answer is we have no idea what Choni Hamagel was. We can't talk like this to Hashem. We have no talk like that to Hashem, they lock you away.
Well, that's the part of the answer to the story. What if the said to him, you weren't who you were.
Oh, we're going to have it right now. So it's such an interesting thing. It's such an out-of-the-box thing to do. Hey, Hiskilu, Gishamim, Menatfin. It started to rain a little bit. So he says, I'm a lokach shal. That's the kind of rain. I didn't ask for rain like that. I didn't ask for a drizzle. Ella, Gishmei Barbasichinabot. I need to fill up all the pits. That's for some drizzling. His chil leir bezav. It came down like a torrent. Yeah. All right. Lokach shalta. Didn't ask for that either. Ella gishmei ratzon a bracha. I asked for normal rain. For nedava. Normal rain. Yerd the ketiknan. It rained good. It started to rain normally. Normal rain. Ad sheyetsu yisrael mirushalayim harabayis bebeag shamim. It was so much rain that people went to the harabayis for protection. The truth is that the Tori Evan asked. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go hang out. It's raining. Ooh, we'll go into the shul. I'll do that. not only use the shul for a purpose like that. How could they go to the Har HaBayit? And we'll go, Beis HaMikdash is greater than a shul. What?
To
so he left it as a Sarachim to Riyaf. And others say it must be a Sakonis, it was Sakonis to Pashas.
You went to the Har HaBayit because it's a higher elevation.
What?
I
know, but a Har HaBayit is no worse than a shul.
What?
It's no worse than a shul.
The whole Har, you mean?
You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to use a shul for shortcuts. You're not allowed to use a shul.
You're not allowed to go to Har HaBayit to the summit. Huh? The parts of Har HaBayit you can carry.
Parts. But you can go up to. It's a, I think you're just saying the elevation.
Yeah, I understand, but it's an issue. So that's a must be.
The shul.
It's not worse than a shul. So what gave you the right to do? Can't you do that? Well, it's raining. I don't have anywhere to go. We'll go to the. You know, they go to the. Where do they go? They go to the public school. You don't go to the shul.
You can't go to the shul. You can't go to the actual shul, though.
That's what he's saying. The Har HaBayit is no worse than even what, the lobby?
Yeah, the lobby.
So he leaves it as a Tzarachion. The others say what Mati said. It must be the social hall. It must be, there's no social hall in the Har HaBayit. It must be that it was a Sakhan. Bo v'amrulo, they said like this. Kishem she'espalalta alehem she'yardu kach she'espal she'echlem. Just like you daven it should rain, daven it should stop raining. So he said, can't do that. Amalahem to Uveru in the Mamchis Evan Hatoin. Go see if the Evan Hatoin, that's like the lost and found area, where there was a stone there and they announced different things, got lost. Let's see if that got rotted away. What he was saying was, the Mepharshim explained, you can't ask, the rain goes away. It's not a torrent. It's raining normal. It's a lot of it. You don't stop. You don't ask for that to stop. I'm not asking for that to stop. So now this is what Mati alluded to before. If not for the fact that you were choni, guzrani alecha nidui, I would make a nidui on you. Apomayasa, what can I do? Shatam eschata lefnim makom, you like a sin in front of the king. And he does whatever you want. Rutanecha kibenhu shemeschati al aviv. Right, what happens when the little boy comes and breaks the plate? Nothing. Other lo rutano, the father gives him a big kiss. Why? That's how fathers are, right? Hashem's the same way to choni. We have no idea what that is. V'alecha, ha-kasav omer, yitzmach avicha, imecha, v'tzagel, yildosecha. Okay, so I think the Mishnah here, this Mishnah symbol is a mistake. The Mishnah keeps on going. Hayim is anin. This is what she asked me like 2 weeks ago. Let's say you're fasting. V'yardu lehem gishav, and it starts to rain. We're fasting today, it's one of the fastest, and I always look at this, it started to rain. Can I stop fasting? So it depends. Kodem neitachama, if it's before neitachama, you don't have to finish. If it's after Netzachama, you still have to finish the fast. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, this is how we pass him. Kodem Chatzos, if it starts raining before Chatzos, I'm allowed to stop fasting. L'achar Chatzos, right, if it starts raining at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Yashlimu, you still have to finish your fast. Maisa, there was a story, Shagaz Retarnas Balud, they made a Tarnas in Lud, Yardu Lehem Gishavim Kodem Chatzos, and it started raining before Chatzos. Omel Hamrub Tarfon, Tz'uv, Ichlu, Vishtu, V'asu Yamtuf. Go make a Yamtuf today. It stopped raining. V'as, V'yatsu, V'achlu, V'shasu, V'asu Yamtuf. Right? Ubo, Ben Arbayim. And it came, Ben Arbayim. V'karu, Halel, Hagadol. And they said, Halel, Hal, Hagadol. Okay? Very good. Okay. Says the Gemara, Seder Tainia Te'elu Ha'amur B'River Rishona. The Mishnah said that if any of this happens, right, is in the first time when it's supposed to rain, right? Seder Tainia Te'elu Ha'amur B'River Rishona, right? What does that mean? That if it doesn't rain by the first time it's supposed to rain, you start fasting. But that's not what we learn. We learn you wait three to the third, right? You don't start fasting the minute it doesn't rain. You wait 2 weeks. That's what basically came out. You wait 2 weeks. The Mishnah seems to imply you start fasting immediately, and we said wait 2 weeks for a mini. 1 second. River Rishona Ushnia Lishal. The first two times you just daven. Ushlishis Lisanos, and the third time when it's supposed to rain, which was like, it was a machlokas when that was. It was either the end of Cheshvan or toward the end of Cheshvan, sometime at the end of Cheshvan. Now you start to fast, to stira, Amar Yehuda, Hachi Kamar, Tanis Dira. Seder Tainios HaAmur, the Seder of Tainos that we spoke about already, Amosai, when is that? Bizman, Shiyatza, River, Shona, Vishnia, Vishlishis, Virala, Yadu, Gishavim. It's after the third one, it's not a steer at all. Aval, Yardu, Gishamim, Beriva, Rishona. But if it starts to rain on time, Vizaru, and it's the seed, below Tzamchu, and it doesn't sprout, Inami, or Tzamchu, it sprouts, Vachadru, Vinishtanu, and there's some abnormality, it's not normal growing. Then Masriyan Alehin Miyad, then you fast immediately. Amar of Nachman, Dafka Nishtanu. It's only if it changed the way it was to look. Aval Yaveshu, lo. But if it dried up, that's not cause to fast. It's a pshita, it's obvious. Nishtanu Tana says it changed. Lo Tzricha, the Akun. Now we're talking about where it's Akun. What does Akun mean? Akun means. What does Akun mean? What? Stalk? The stalks grew after it dried up. Now, Detema, I would have thought, Akinasa Milsihi, that's something, and therefore we should fast. Kamash Milan, therefore we say, no, it's nothing. Okay? I don't know what that means because I'm not a farmer. V'chein, Pasku Gishamim, Bein Geshem LeGeshem. If it stopped raining in between times when it's supposed to rain, it's supposed to continuously rain. Not rain one day, then 2 months later it rains again. That's not a good thing. So if it's Pasku Gishamim, what would we say? The cutoff is 40 days. If 40 days go by and it doesn't rain, you have to fast again. I rained. Yeah, that was 40 days ago. So what we said if that happens, it's a Makas Batsoras. It's some kind of sorry. So how do they choose that? How do they translate that word? But so what? Food storage. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. I'm sorry. My makas batzoros. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Make hamevia lidei batzoros. It's a maka that leads to batzoros. He didn't answer the question. He asked him, "What is it?" It's this, right? He didn't answer it. Maka that leads to batzoros. Okay. Amar of Nachman, Nahara and Nahara. River and river. What does that mean? Says Rashi. B'she'ein tvua ha'ir achas. You don't have any wheat in this city. But v'yesh b'iros b'ayaros acheros. You have in the other city. V'efshar lahavi mizeh lazeh derech nahar b'svina. You're able to bring it by boat. So what does that mean? We'll see in Tosfos in a minute. Let's just keep reading. So if it's Nahara, Anahara, that's Batsurta. That's considered a Batsoras. However, Midinta, Amidinta, Kafna. If it's from city to city, that's a famine. Okay? What does that mean? Let's go back and do the Tosfos, if time. Tosfos says, you see the second Tosfos there on the page? He'll explain it very well. It's just perish like this. B'she'ein tivua b'ir. There's nothing to eat in this city. V'yesh harbe b'shar ayaros. And there's a lot of food in the other cities. V'yecholun lahavi mizu lazu. And it's very easy to travel from one to the other. Hainu mikri betzaris. That's called, also there's a storage problem. There's plenty of food to go around, but there's a storage problem. V'lo mikri rav. That's not called a rav. That's not a hunger. Right? U'mayachash yecholun lahavi al yedei nahar. You're able to load it onto the ships and send it to the other city. The leka ela tircha zira, it's a small tircha. It's a small tircha. The high klomar midaver muad kazeh ein masriyin. For some small issue like that, you're not fasting. Correct. One second. But midinta amidinta, what does it mean from country to country? Which we said, oh, that's a fan. What's that mean? That means, pirish, shatarach lahotzi mi medina le medina acheret ayedich chamorim vatsusim. There's no way to travel by ocean. You have to take on the mules and on the horses and pack up. That's a big for us, Masriyan. Then you have to fast. Why? The eshel a heavy b'shefa kol kach kimos finos. How much can you schlep like that? There's a limit to what you can schlep like that. That's his first shot.
What's the same? Make it easier.
What?
What is a localized food shortage? And what is that much more not a larger scale food shortage.
And now you can bring in the shipment from the hunt.
Right.
No, we're saying
back tax. You can't legitimately bring in.
It's very interesting. Lush is saying another chat. I think he's saying what you're going to say. Watch an acher, another chat. Nahara, nahara. What does it mean, nahara, nahara? Klomer. Im yesh, im yavesh hanahar zeh. If the river dried up, v'tzarech lahasha lahasef nahar acher lekan, and you have to go around inami or tzarech lahamtin atchiyegdel hanar haacher. You have to wait till the river comes back for yavo bekan. Zebatzores, below Masriyin. What is it? Oh, it's a little delay. It's a delay. But midinta, midinta. If it's a country to country, what does that mean? Im yev shukal naharos shebezua ir. Everything dried up. Vitzrichin lahavi miyam mayim meira cheres kafna. That's a famine. He didn't say what you said at all. He said something else. So you're asking why it's not localized.
I think that's what it is.
What?
I think the first one is a localized one, but you're bringing it in from one part of the country, importing the food.
Right.
If you're able to import the food, whether it's importing by river or by caravan, it doesn't make a difference whether you're able to import it, that's right. A food shortage. But once you can't import it, whether it's because it's rivers or because there's no food someplace else,
right.
That's a famine.
Interesting. So now Tosfos is going to say, one second, the Mishnah said that a makas batzoris, you have to fast. Now we said you don't have to fast. Only have to fast if you can't get the food easily.
Who's got to fast?
The city. We don't have anything to eat.
The city
but they're right there. Look, they have the ships. The ships are laden with the.
That's
the
question.
What?
Who? Is it the people in the city or people outside the city?
So let's see what he says. The kasha, the masnisin masha, the bataris mitzanin. But the Mishnah says that if it's a bataris, you have to fast. Diktoni masri and alein and neishi makas bataris. So now we say no, you don't have to fast. It's only a logistical problem. So with a boat, you're going to have a lot, or to wait for the river to fill up. It's all gavaldi. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, but you have to fast. And we made a differentiation between two types of issues. One yeah and one not. Who made up that rule? So, v'yesh lomar, demakas batzores demasnisin. No, what the Mishnah means is, have kimo kafna. It means a kafna, kasher pirashti. Right? Shetachas chita yotze choch. Some other thing happened. Mishumachi Masriyin. Afagav Dadain Enirak Patsores. Ho, the sofa Rav Masriyin. It's going to end up being terrible that we have to fast. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Top line. Rabbi Chanina. Sela Besela. Saw Besela. If one saw. Right? So the normal price is four saw. For a seller. That's a normal price. Where does it say that? The Mishnah in Pei, it says that. A normal price is four sa for a seller.
Amazing, by the
way, in the Gemara's
they didn't have the
bush at all. Right. Four sa for a seller. So if it's four sa for a seller, right? Four sa for a seller, and now it's one sa for a seller. It went up four times as much. It quadrupled the price. So it's four sa for a sela, ushchicha batzarta. Oh, I'm sorry, ushchicha, and what? No, you can buy it. It's in the store. You just don't have the money. Shchicha, it's there, huh? It went from a quarter to a dollar. So they have it in the store. You can buy it. That's called batzarta. That's a problem. Arba, what if it was four for one? But velo shchicha, which you can't buy it. I don't have it. It's cheap as anything. If you had it, it would be so cheap. It's not really possible. Anyway, kafna. That's a kafna. That's kafna. That's a fast. That's a fast. That's a famine. That's a famine. Amar of Yochanan, lo shel bezman shamos bezol. That's only if the money is cheap. In those days, the money had a value also. Not like today, where it's set by the government. Then the actual coins. All right. Uperos biyoker. And the fruit was expensive. The food was expensive. Avomaz biyoker. If the money wasn't available, uperos bezul. There's plenty of food in the stores. There's no one has any money. Then Masriyin alei miyad. You fast right away. The Amar of Yochanan Nehirna. I remember. Kad have kaime dalat saw besela. You were able to buy four saw for a sela. And our stomachs exploded because we didn't have any pennies. We have nothing. We have no food, we have no money. Yeah, you can walk in and you can see, look at the food all you want, you can't eat it. Okay. Yerdu tzmachin avaloli ilon. We said in the Mishnah, if it rains for the grass and not for the trees, and yes, for the trees and not for the... How is that possible? So bishloma l'tzmachin avaloli ilon. I understand how it could rain for the things that are growing, like wheat or fruit or like that, avaloli ilon, not for trees. How is that possible? Mishkachasla, the isya nicha, follow isya razia. It comes down very softly, not hard at all, the rain. That's not good for the trees. It's good for the crops, not for the trees. Or le'ilan velo le'tzmachin is the asya razia. It comes down hard, velo asya nicha. It doesn't come down nicely. If it's good for both of them, avalo le'boros velo sicha velo le'boros mishkachas la, the asya razia v'nicha. Somehow it's coming down strong and soft. I don't know what that means, but somehow. Miutuva lavasya. Still not too much. Elaha de Tanya, yardu labara, sikhir lamaoros. But if it fills up all the pits, avalola ze, valola ze, hekibishkakasla. How's that possible? How's that possible? The more answer is ya bishvichusa. It comes down in a hurricane, a tremendous amount. Right? That's not good to anybody. Masrin al ha'ilanos beprotz ha'Pesach. You fast on ilanos if 2 weeks before Pesach there's still no rain. Alaboros, pesichin u'moros, afil leprotz achad, even 15 days before Sukkot. Val kulonim ein lehem mayin lishtos, masrin alehem miyad. If you have water to drink, you fast right away. Ezehu miyad, what does that mean? Shalahen, sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, Monday. You only fast ba'afrachya shalahen. What does afrachya shalahen mean? It means in that area, in that neighborhood. Va'askara, and there's some disease called askara. Bizman sheyesh ba'misa, when it causes death, masriyan alein, you fast. Bizman sheyesh ba'misa, when it's a mild case, no one's going to die, ain't masriyan alein, you don't fast. U'masriyan ala gavoy, you fast on grass, on locusts, b'chol shu, no matter how many come. Rishon ben Elazar Omer, af ala chagav, even on the chagav. Another kind of grasshopper. Tanur Rabbanan, masriyan ala ilonos, b'shar sheni shavua. You have to fast on trees if they don't produce, on any other year except for the Shemitah year, right? Why don't you have to fast on a Shemitah year? Why don't you fast on a Shemitah year? Chazanish says, because it says that Hashem will increase your bracha and you won't have any problems. How could you be fasting? Hashem says, don't worry about it. Right? Alaboros v'alsichir v'alma'oros afilu b'shvias. No, but if there's no water, even on Shemitah you have to fast. It's water. Even on the trees you have to fast on Shemitah. Bibnei sheyesh lebehen parnasa la'aniyim. It's parnasa for the aniyim. Aniyim eat that, so it's very, very valuable. Tanya idach masrin al ilanos. You fast on the ilanos. B'shar shani shavua. On other years, not Shemitah year. Alboros alsichin alma'oros on the pits. Afilu b'shvius, even on a Shemitah year. Rabbi Shir Megal Mil Omer, af al alanos masvien, even on the trees you have to fast. Al asvichin b'shvius, even on the svichin, the aftergrowths, the nation and parnasa l'aniyim, because it helps out the aniyim. Okay, next. Tanya, Omer Belazar and Prata, miyom shachar beis hamikdash, since the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nasu gishamim tzimukim la'olam. Rain comes down, not such a good way. Yeshana Gishuma Murabin, some years it's a lot of rain. Yeshana Gishmeha Mu'adan, sometimes it's not a lot of rain. Yeshana Shagashmeh Liyardin Bismanam, sometimes it rains at the right time. Yeshana Shain Gishmeh Liyardin Bismanam, sometimes it doesn't rain at the right time. Shana Gishmeh Liyardin Bismanam, Lamahudome. Let's say it rains at the right time, what's that like? That's like an Eved. Shinasin Lo Rabba Parnasas Ba'al Peshavis. The master, the servant starts to prepare on Sunday for the master. Nim says, Isa Nefes Kitikna. The dough will be baked right. V'nechalot kitikna, it can be eaten right. Shana she'en gishmei yardin. What's a year when it doesn't rain right in the right time? Bismanam, what's that like? What's that like? L'Eved. Shinosin lo rabo parnasaso be'erev Shabbos. The Eved wakes up, Erev Shabbos. Ooh, I gotta prepare now, the Erev Shabbos. Right? Nim says, Isa Nefes Kolosh Kitikna. That's not right. You're rushing like that. It's not going to be right. And then it's not going to taste good. Shana Shekeshmea Merubin. What happens if it rains a lot? Lamahazan, what's that like? It's Le'eved, it's like a servant. Shenosin Lura Parnasasa Batahat. It's like he's giving his master all in one shot. Nim says, you know what that means? Rechayim Tuchunos. The mill is grinding. Minakar, Masha Tochenis Minakav. A core and a kav are very vast differences. Huge differences. Okay? So, so what it means is, whenever you grind, you always have a little left over in the mill, in the some of the grinds on the mill. So when you have a lot, the same amount is left over. Why? Because you're able to grind everything. So you have left over a little bit when you have a little bit, and a little bit when you have a lot. It's all the same. It's all good. The nim takes each alchelos menakor, kamoko alchelos menakav. Of course, the more you grind, the more you're going to have. That's not the point. The point is that the leftovers are the same. Why? Because you're able to have time and you have ability to grind through it all. Shana shegashmer muatin lemodama. Let's say there's not enough rain. What's that like? Doma le'evet shenasan ra'la parnasas ma'at ma'at. He has to do it slowly, slowly every time. Nim says, Rechaya Masha Tachanas Menakor, Tachanas Menakav. Every time you grind, there's a little bit left over in the mill. You can't clean that, you know, you don't clean it out, it's like it's stuck in there. So if you have to do it a little bit by bit, because it's not enough rain, every time you're leaving over bit by bit. So you could end up having a core. But since you have to do it every time slowly, slowly, it's the same loss to you as if you only had a little bit, which means it's a big loss. Ma'at ma'at nimtes b'chayim ma'at b'chelos menakor t'chenes menakav nimtes isa kamash ochelos menakor ochelos menakav. It's the same. You're eating. It's like a little bit of a diminishment, because every time you have to grind, you lose a little bit. Davar acher, another pshat bisman shekeshmei merubin lamahu dome. When you have a lot of water, a lot of rain, you know what that's like. Dome la'adam shemagabel esatid. It's like he's kneading the dough. Im yesh lo mayim rabim. Mayim einon kalim ba'atid megabel yafe. If you have a lot of water, then it comes out to be good bread. Im yesh lo mayim muatin, mayim kalim ba'atid einon megabel yafe. You run out of water in the middle. You run out of water. The dough doesn't rise. The dough is not enough dough. It doesn't taste good. It's not good. Okay. Next. Pamacha, Tana Rabbanan. Everyone knows the story. Pamacha is one time. As we said, this parak is called the parak of the Hasidim. It's all about amazing stories of great people. Pamachas one time, Olu Kol Yisrael, Leregel Yerushalayim. Everybody went to be Olu Regel. It seems that this was on Sukkot. We'll see at the end of the story. It seems it's what happened on Sukkot. Because Magdima Ben Gurion is going to go into the Beis HaMikdash and he's going to see the Nisach HaMayim, which makes it a Sukkot. Anyway, V'lo Hayelahem HaMayim Lishtos. Nobody had any water to drink. So Halach Nakdimon Ben Gurion Etzel Adon Echad. He went to one rich guy. Amar Lo, he said, Haliveni Shtei Mesri Mayanos Mayim La'Oli Regolim. Lend me 12 fountains of water for the Oli Regolim. V'ni Etzel L'cha Shtei Mesri Mayanos Mayim, and I'll pay you back. V'nei Nosin L'cha, and if I don't pay you back by such and such a date, Harei Nosin L'cha Shtei Mesri Kikar, I'll give you 12 kikar, a massive amount, to cover those man. And they set up a time. Given she gets man v'le'ar d'gshamim, the time came, it still didn't rain. So b'shachris, shalach lo, shagali, send me, imayim omos, either the water or the money. Sheyesh li b'yadecha, that you have. Shalach lo, adayin le'ish l'zman, kol yom kulo, shalihu. I still have the whole day. Didn't end yet. So the Ein Yaakov asks the following question. One second. We'll ask the question in a second. B'tzarayim, shalach lo, shigarli, omayim amos. Afternoon, he said, sheyesh li b'yadcha. But after the new pay up, shalach lo, adayin yeshem, shalach b'yam. It's a lot of time. B'mincha, shalach lo, shigarli, omayim amos. Sheyesh li b'yadcha, shalach lo, adayin yeshem, shalach b'yam. B'mincha time, later in the afternoon, he said, where's the money? He said, nah, it's a lot of time. So why did he keep doing that, this guy? Why did he keep doing that? So it's human nature. The Ben Yehuda says, because, you know, when you're all... By the way, 8 o'clock in the morning, where's the money? 10 o'clock, where's the money? 12 o'clock, where's the money? It makes you crazy. And the guy did it just to make him crazy. Ben Yehuda says he did it so he shouldn't want to daven. because he's so disoriented, so upset about this, he don't want to daven. Which raises the other question. So lig ligal of oso adon amar kolash alakuna liyadu gishamim. The answer of yadu gishamim. Oh, now it's going to rain. So nichnas lebeis amerchatz besimcha. He went to the Beis Amerchatz specifically. Why did he go to the Beis Amerchatz? Of all places to go to the Beis. So exactly why he went there. That's where the water is. He went to the water place, right? Ad she'odo nichnas b'simchaso lebeis Amerchatz, nakdimo nichnas lebeis HaMikdash kishu atzev. He went to the Beis HaMikdash to daven. So the question is, why didn't he daven in the morning? What's he waiting for now to daven? What's he waiting for? So the Ein Yaakov gives an answer, which a difficult, difficult answer. He answers like this. What, human nature? To wait till the last second? So he says... What? That's what he says. Then Yaakov says, had not demon davened right away in the morning, and then it starts to rain, people would say, oh, look at this. Not demon just made a name. Hashem made a name for not demon. He didn't want that. He didn't want that gaiva. If it rained without me davening, it rained. It's a lot of rain. Now that it became, at the end of the day, now he has no choice. Now he has to daven. What do you think of that answer? It's a good answer. Okay. We have 2 minutes. So the Marsha says that he went into the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sorry, the Beis Yehuda says, so Netate Ba'amar B'Tfila, and he davened, and he said, Omar Rabbana Shalom. Goliv yedula fenecha shlo lechvodi asisi v'lo lechod beis abo asisi el lechvod dcha asisi. I didn't do this for me. I didn't do it for my father. I did it for you. I did it for your color. Your people should have what to drink. Sheyumayim etzui lo'ole regalim. Miad eskashu shemayim ba'avim yardu gishamim ad shenismalu shteimes emayenos mayim v'hosiru. Until it rained, until it came down, 12, all the 12 pits were filled up. Now we're going to continue the story that it was already after dark when this happened. So the one of the Mefarshim say that what made it, that he went in up all upset and he started to daven. He says, what did he see? He saw them doing Nitzachamayim. Which means it was Sukkot time. All right. We'll stop right here in the middle of the story and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.